Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. And welcome everyone to another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. I am so excited to be with you today. And as you might know, the format of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry has slightly shifted as I wanted to be more present for you to be able to answer the many questions that I keep receiving. So you remember that you can email me your questions at info@sandrines.com, and I collect all the questions that I receive and then I tune in to perceive which question will be the most beneficial every single week. So that depends a little bit on the amount of questions that I receive, what's going on in the world, and many of you as well tend to ask similar questions, which is great because it allows me to perceive what's present in the field so I can offer more aligned content to you. So remember that the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is a non-for-profit here to help you remember the truth of your divinity. We are here, me and my High Council of Light, we are here to help you remember your power, remember your light, remember that you are loved and supported no matter what. As we are in the ascension process now, it is more important than ever to gather as a community, to be able to join forces as light leaders, as light workers, as light warriors, so we can rise together, so we can support each other, so we can have meaningful, deep conversation, but we can also have a good laugh and a good dance party if needed. As many of you know, dancing is one of my favorite hobbies, and I love dancing on house music. So maybe like you, you use dance as a catalyst of evolution, expansion, and also to connect with other people. So we might not have a dance party here online right now, but it is certainly to me always kind of like a mini party where I get to connect with my community, because it is very important to reconnect to the code of joy and to experience joy in community. So my intention here on this platform, not only on YouTube, but on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, as you know that these live episodes are published as well on my podcast. So if you don't follow me on my podcast yet, I would love to invite you to do so. And if you listen to this on my podcast and you haven't joined my YouTube channel, you can also do that. You can always type Sandrines with an S and you will find me. So for today's episode, I will be addressing an excellent question that I particularly loved because it really relates to my past, to my story, to what I have experienced in this life and how I have navigated that myself to become the person, to become the leader, the spiritual teacher that I am today. So this question comes from Blake, who is also a friend of mine who lives here in Wellington. And every now and then we bump into each other on the street because he doesn't live far from me. And it's always a pleasure to see him. So Blake will most likely catch this on the replay. If you are here watching live, please say hi in the comments. Here you have a chat box. We can connect. It's always so nice to meet you and to relate more to you, to connect more with you. So if you catch this on the replay, please also remember, you can like, you can follow, you can share, because this is beautiful energetic exchange, which allows me to continue growing this platform with so much joy, confidence, and faith in the fact that, yes, all that we share is beautifully received by you all. Thank you so much for being there. So this is what Blake shared with me a few weeks ago now. And that really sticked with me because I was like, oh my God, I need to speak about this. This is so amazing. And here is what he wrote me. I was wondering if channeling Palladians at the same time as being a Reiki practitioner is something that is beautiful as a combination for my life, or is it best for me to choose one? I have fear about causing confusion or upset by mixing my practices, but at the same time, I'm feeling called to multiple things. Same for my love of chanting to Divine Mother and my love for connecting with Master Moria in Theosophy. Is it okay to have these multiple influences? And are they incompatible? And would group of celestials / ETs be better in combination with something like Reiki, etc.? What a freaking epic question! Because I would love for you to leave this. Are you a Reiki practitioner? Are you a spiritual healer that has learned a specific discipline? And do you struggle at time to know what to do when you are actually in the delivery of the healing session, feeling that other things that are not part of what you have learned is coming? And I can really relate to this because I have also learned Reiki. I'm also Reiki master. I learned Edina. I learned many different healing modalities. And I also received myself a lot of kinesiology sessions. I received that for about 3 years on a very regular basis. And during that time, what happened is that I was also working as a spiritual healer. So what would happen in my practice is that I would offer different sessions. I would offer, for example, just a Reiki session, and just I would offer like a reading, like a psychic reading, and I would offer spiritual healing session. And so I try to differentiate them because of exactly what Blake explained in his question. I did not want to ruin a certain discipline or ruin a certain body of work by weaving my own things in. But as a matter of fact, when someone was coming, I would always need to have tools from something different. So if I was, for example, in a spiritual healing session, I would end up using some Reiki things I had learned. If I was in a Reiki session, I would literally see galactic beings around that they would, you know, hand me like a new brains, new heart, like pieces of quantum technologies that I would be in the Reiki session. And I'm like, this is not part of what I have learned. What should I be doing? But always my intuition was like, just use it, do it. And so I quickly found that everything that I was doing was actually building upon each other. So many of you will relate to this. You start facilitating a Reiki session and then you have all of these downloads and you can perceive light beings working with you around the table. You have these downloads about probably some past lives that has happened to this person, maybe wounds from the inner child, wounds from ancestors' timeline. You can even perceive alternate realities, future realities, and so on. And there, you might be stuck within the frame of Reiki or within the frame of kinesiology, not knowing what to do. And as I was receiving kinesiology session myself, listen to this. That was so interesting because my kinesiologist was actually a pretty badass quantum traveler and healer. And we started quickly swapping sessions because when she was giving me kinesiology sessions, she was like, from pretty much day one, as she started working with me, she's like, I don't know what's happening as I work with you, but it's like super galactic. I have all of these psychic vision. I have all of these things happening to me. What's going on? Like, it's never happened with anyone else. And I was like, I'm not surprised because, you know, this is who I am. You know, I'm like super galactic and, you know, I'm very psychic and things like that. So I told her what it is that I was doing. She's like, ooh. So we are obviously very connected. And then she asked me, would you give me permission to kind of like not follow actually like pure kinesiology treatment, but maybe to weave in things that are happening? I was like, freaking yeah, of course, bring it on. And so I would sometimes end up staying for 2 to 3 hours in session with her. And quickly she started having session with me and we would have like this like joint session. We were completely out of this world. And really with this lady, I learned to have confidence in my ability to weave many disciplines together. Some I hadn't even trained for properly, you know, as in physicality with, you know, like a school or a teacher, but I knew I had been trained in other lives, past lives on planet Earth, as well as in other star systems. And all I was required to do, I say, yes, I accept, I receive, bring it on. I'm just going to follow the guidance and trust the guidance. And so I did that. And oh my goodness, my sessions became like next level, something completely extraordinary, because the resistances I had were very small compared to the fire burning inside of me, compared to the amount of downloads and expansion that I was feeling as I was in this mild trance state working with people. Back in the day, I was not trance channeling yet, okay? I knew I was co-creating with light beings, with galactics, with ascended masters, but I had never looked into that precisely because I always took them for granted. They had always been with me and I was always like, kind of like, yeah, they're just, like, they're just there. They're so cool and so awesome. But as I started diving more and more precisely in this psychic healing work, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. There was no way I could have limited that. Because, of course, I started working with Sirian Star Nation. And Sirian Star Nation, I don't know if you know about this, but Sirian Star Nation is very vast. So they have many, many different codexes of light. But one of them that many humans work with is actually working with quantum technologies. They are very highly intelligent, evolved beings, the Sirians. And we work with all of this quantum technology that represents like upgraded heart, crystalline heart, upgraded, like sometimes it would be like bone marrows and things like that. So, of course, I was in the Reiki session and, you know, like they would hand me this, basically it's like a new pranic blueprint of the heart, because the heart of the person I was working on was deficient. This was like a lot of problems, a lot of heart problems, a lot of heartache. The heart had been so traumatized, you know. They gave me this, like this heart that had been created in the quantum. It was the exact same blueprint as the crystalline divine heart of that person. Only the crystalline divine gene of that person was really struggling to become online because the carbon-based DNA was so full of suffering and density that it would not, you know, release the density and also would create all sorts of problems for the person. So I would receive this crystalline pranic, or like this crystalline, you know, blueprint of a heart just made for that person by the Sirians, you know, in co-creation with this person's soul and this person's spirit guides. And then we would bring that into the heart of the person. And oh my goodness, the change would happen. The person would start crying like crazy on the table. They would have like visions. They would see themselves surrounded by beautiful beings. They would hear songs. They would have this huge cathartic release of emotion. And then the life would be completely transformed. So from that moment, you know, of, it happened very quickly for me. From that moment of being initiated into Reiki and learning other healing methods, reading a ton of books, as well as continuing my psychic work, everything came together and everything started going very fast, especially when I was working with this kinesiologist who was also a pretty badass quantum healer. And we did like so many sessions together for about 3 years. So my life completely transformed. I still was not trans-channeling the Arcturian though. That was another pivotal moment in my life. And that will be for another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Life. But coming back to Blake's question that I'm answering today in this live, is it okay to weave connection with galactics, connection with ascended masters, to weave other disciplines with Reiki or with kinesiology and so on? You are a sovereign divine being. Of course it is freaking okay. Of course, like, we are not here to continue repeating and perpetuating enslavement, for goodness sake. No, 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 no. So this is exactly what I say to my friend Blake, who asked this question a wee while ago. And I said to him, look, we are multidimensional beings of the light. We are infinite and powerful beyond measure. So we are here to remember all our gifts, all our talents. You want that. We want that. So light workers, they beg to have their gift coming back. So why would you know, literally put the walls around yourself and build these limitations yourself? No. The person who created human design, Reiki, Usuri Reiki, like Edina, all of these different disciplines, everyone had downloads, everyone received it, like, you know, from source consciousness, and they just translated as a manual, and it works. So if you follow it, you're going to have great results. But that was coming from their own unique soul blueprint. Will each of us who are here as light leaders who know this, each of us have a unique body of work present that we are here to birth into reality. And that is birth into reality when we remember who we are, when we say yes to exploring, when we say yes to learning, when we train to become extraordinary and very precise on a quantum level. So yes, of course, it is okay to do that. Please do that more, because your session will become absolutely unique. And I personally do not believe that we are desacralizing and showing a lack of respect to these disciplines. No, because we love it. Like, I love Reiki. I love kinesiology. I love human design. I love, you know, quantum healing. I love it all. It's absolutely wonderful. It changes lives. But it is very reductionist. It is completely reductionist because it comes from other people. So until we learn to channel ourselves, until we know how to channel precisely our soul mission, our spirit guide, our unique body of work, we will always copy what someone else is doing. We will never be truly sovereign. So we can only be truly sovereign when we say yes to exploring. And for a lot of us, it comes from learning. As we learn, we remember what is already present within us that we have already developed and mastered in past lives or in alternate realities and so on. So, for example, when I watch something around manifestation or quantum healing, kinesiology, Reiki, when I read some text from, you know, yogic traditions, different, you know, ancient yogic traditions of Buddhism or things like that, even like neuroscience, epigenetic, name it, okay? When I receive that, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, yes, 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 yes. And I can literally feel new neural pathways firing up. And the next thing you know, within a few hours, sometimes it's just a few days, sometimes it takes longer, I have this whole architecture coming of, you know, a lot of things that I have heard about, but coming together. And it is coming as part of the body of work that I'm downloading. But it is a unique body of work. But of course, you know, everything that we hear is part of universal knowledge, universal consciousness. So when we open ourselves up to learning, you know, for me, I'm very much an avid learner. If you are also a growth junkie, you might also love to learn new things. And so I'm very much part of this tradition of I grow through learning, like intellectual processes that I also make sure to bring into the body through embodiment practices. But I'm sharing this with you because as you learn, you remember, and as you remember, and as you embody what you remember, so it just doesn't stay in the brain, but you bring that into wisdom, into practice, therefore, you will be able to download more of your own unique body of work and, you know, weave your magic. So you can combine many, many different disciplines and methods and create this unique, extraordinary healing modality or whatever modality you want to call what it is that you are doing and actually help other people. Because remember, you are here to help other people. So the way I teach is completely different from anyone else because I don't teach by telling you how to do things. I teach by reminding you who you are and what you came here to be doing by reflecting your own light and by teaching you how to refine your journaling abilities. So my students in my School of Journaling area, as well as my transformative program, 12 months program or 6 months, also people can join the Portal Fund. So in the Portal and area School of Channeling, I train people to channel with greater level of precision. And we also work, of course, on soul embodiment. Because it is one thing to want to channel and share that with others, but it's only gonna happen to the level of inner work that you are doing on yourself. And so therefore, if you don't continuously work on yourself, if you don't continuously learn to refine your channeling abilities, work on healing yourself, but also on accessing greater levels of awakening through the ascension process that you are undertaking right now, then it means that you will be maxed up in your capacity to heal other people because you are not experiencing frequency shift. So we are here to continuously raise our frequency. And it is not so much raise our frequency because we are already high vibrational beings of light. We already vibrate at a very high level of frequency. That is on a multidimensional level, on an oversoul network level, if you like. But our human is learning to alchemize certain densities, certain processes to be able to be a match to the infinite soul that we are. And that is the work that we are embracing on planet Earth. Yay, so exciting. Welcome to planet Earth. So to be able to weave extraordinary methods together with great level of precision and efficiency, it comes with regularity, precision, discipline, devotion. Devotion to God, devotion to our heart, devotion to a soul mission, devotion to the people that we are serving. Once we can place our consciousness this way, we can translate more the unique light, share more the unique light that we are here to be sharing. So if you have learned different healing methods, of course, I would love to invite you to sit in your heart to feel if it is an integrity for you to weave these methods together. If it is not an integrity for you, ask yourself why and why and why and why and go all the way to the root of that limitation, okay? And I am personally not very fond of people who teach certain modalities and they say this is the only way that you can practice this because that comes from scarcity, limitation, and also a lot of lower realm to middle realm property ownership things. So within the Golden Age spiritual ministry, we function completely differently. As channel of light, I am here to share source consciousness wisdom. And I do that with the help of my High Council of Light. So yes, we develop, we create a unique body of work of fractal dynamic system. And we teach that in the Portal, in area, by helping people to refine the level of channeling abilities so they can elevate their lives on all levels and become extraordinary channels of light. But the way we do that is also by helping others to connect with their own field of information. So it's like we help by opening the doors to the quantum, opening the doors to connecting with Palladians, Arcturians, to connecting with dragons, to connecting with the earth or like ancient civilizations like Shambhala, Atlantis, ancient Egypt, and so on. So we are here to help people by giving quantum access. And it's not so much giving quantum access that it's showing how to do it. So we meet back, we explain that. So basically, we are not here within the Golden Age spiritual ministry, which is the temple of light that I have created and that I'm leading, and that is now fully anchored into the reality as a non-for-profit, as well as being a beautiful quantum temple of light. So really, what we do is we are not creating any kind of body of work that people must learn and practice exactly as it is. Otherwise, they are not a good little human, you know, not a little good slave, basically, right? Where I say, you are a freaking sovereign being of the light. Here is how you get access to this, 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 and that. Here is how you can see more of your own light. We are going to mirror that back at you again and again and again and again and again until you freaking get it. All right. And you can actually feel your own angelic wings, dragon wings, dragonfly wings, butterfly wings, whatever wings you have as a multidimensional being of the light. Most likely you have many sets of wings, right? You're going to feel that. You're going to feel the fire burning in your veins, the fire of creation, the fire in your belly. You're going to feel all of that, and you're going to walk the path as a sovereign, free being of the light. No thank you to codependency, to putting me, Sandrine, or my High Council of Light on a pedestal. No. We are here as a mystery school. We are a mystery school, modern mystery school. So yes, there is training. Yes, there is teaching. Yes, there is discipline. There is service. There is devotion. But it is done as sovereign being in a free way, not to create disciple of yet another, you know, like neo-age freaking fake religion. This is like nothing of a guru, right? So I always want to ask people, like, why would be the real reason of not wanting to weave your magic and of not wanting to say yes to adding galactic, you know, connection to your Reiki session, to adding quantum healing to your Reiki session, to once you start working as, I don't know, like a kinesiologist or even like a yoga teacher, like meditation practitioner, like you would say no, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, even if it's there, it's like there is there. You want to say the word, allow yourself to speak, because when you don't speak, when you don't say, when you don't share what's coming through, when you say no to what is coming through, what are you doing? You are closing your throat chakra, you're closing your heart, you're closing your Manipura, third chakra, and the rest, because you say yes to fears, you say yes to limitation, you say yes to feeling small, you say yes to feeling like an imposter, you say yes to being criticized by others. No freaking way. This is not how we are here to rise as light leaders, as light workers. This is, if you do that, that is the way to stay enslaved and to say yes to being oppressed by limitations, by resistances, by density from other people. You are a sovereign being of the light. You are here carrying unique frequencies that are here to help other people. So why would you say no to helping other people? If you are in a Reiki session and freaking Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael are coming with the Arcturians and Isis, for example, and they're going to tell you, look, this person's past life, this, and their connection to the Palladian that, and then their inner child this, and you need to do this, 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 and that to help that person. Imagine saying like, no, this is not part of the module one of my Reiki lesson. It's like, really? No, you know, of course you do you, but like, I could never say no. I mean, like, especially when it's Archangel Michael. If you work with Archangel Michael, it's like, okay, he's in the place. It's like, or Galactics, you know, they have such strong frequencies. Like, oh my God, like they are so freaking epic. Of course I want to work with you. Of course I want to learn with you. Thank you. It's such an honor. It's like such a freaking honor. I mean, and it also means that your client's pretty badass to be able to receive from these beings, right? So it shows the badassery happening in the place, right? In your office, like in your healing room. So like, it's like, yes, it's like, it's the most, it's so exciting, you know? It's like a child seeing like the superstar, you know, like my daughter's going to the Taylor Swift concert. They will not say no to going on stage with Taylor, because they will be like, oh, take me. This is the same for you. If the excitement is there, if the inspiration is there, if you feel that your heart is calling you to opening up your channeling abilities, your healing abilities, I would love to encourage you to say, yes, I accept, I receive, and I share that with the world, because you will be a completely different person after one session, because the light that you channel through your vessel also transforms you. Every session that I facilitate in the portal, in Iria School of Channeling, one-on-one with my private client that I mentor, every single session elevates my frequency, brings more wisdom, more knowledge, more quantum access. So isn't this the freaking best life? Like, why would we say no to living our purpose fully, especially when it comes to channeling, because you learn as you do it, you rise as you do it, you increase your frequency as you do it. So the more clients, the more students you have, the more you serve other people. Like me, even doing this on YouTube, I'm so freaking in the vortex. I'm doing it. It is happening. So of course, I'm going to keep on saying yes, because I'm blasted. I'm blasted by my own light. I'm blasted by my high council's light. I'm blasted by whatever, you know, message from source wants to flow through me. And after that, like, what a good way to start the week. Like for me, it's, you know, it's Monday lunchtime here. What a freaking good way to start the week, right? So if you are interested, here are the, if you are interested to join, sorry, I'm just like, get so excited. My words get confused at times in English. So if you're interested to refine your channeling abilities, you know that you can join me. The portal is opened at the moment. You can join. You can join for 6 months. You can join for 1 year. It's a freaking epic community. We work together 3 times a month live. You have me as your mentor. I'm here to train you to have precise channeling abilities, co-create with galactics, ancient civilizations, past life, and so much more. And so we work to elevate your life on all levels. So it's like the level of connecting with your health, with your partner, with your children, with your family, your community. And we also work on elevating your connection with your soul mission. Okay, so if you are interested, the link will be placed here below the video or below the replay. And I would love to invite you to join, because it's absolutely wonderful. Okay, I send you lots of love. Thank you for joining. Please remember to send me your questions to info@sandrines.com. So maybe I will pick your question next week and answer it and get very excited about it. So thank you very much for being here, my friends, my community. I love you. Thank you for being here, Karen and Katie, for commenting. I really, really appreciate your presence. Thank you, and see you next time. Oh, nice, Winnie. Thank you, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.